you know, even when you mentioned how the character, I often look at verse 7, and she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers. Now, you know, that's out of character for that time, because Boaz was who? He was a man of influence, he was a man of power, and a man of wealth. He would never typically have a reaper go up and say, and she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. There's something different about her. And as Nabal said, you know, people should be able, without even hearing us utter a word, should be able to look at us and say, we're different. We're different. We're in the world, but we're not to be a part of it. We're to conduct ourselves in a way that would honor the Lord. And when she gleaned, I'm sure she gleaned probably like no other one out there working. And that you come notice. But isn't it amazing how many times that she was identified? She was identified, I think, over 3 or 4 times in these short verses that Ruth the Moabite. It already identified her as something that was different. But in addition to that, I'm sure, like Amos suggested, there was probably many other things about the character of this woman. But then again, for her to say boldly and said, I pray for you, let me glean. She didn't say it, she didn't demand. But again, another act of humility which we see. And her whole character is a woman of humility, a one who wants to serve based on that character of Christ.
Who's had a testimony? She was not only just noticed, but she was heard of also to be in verse 11. So she had a testimony. It was before she even got there, she was known by the things that she had done, by the decisions that she had already made, by the circumstances that she had already overcome. She was known. And by her own testimony, a little bit later in the chapter, we see that she acknowledges that she is different than all of the other handmaidens that Boaz has. And the question really for us, no matter what our age is, are we willing to be different today as Christians for the sake of the Lord Jesus, for His glory and for His honor? There's such a pressure to fit into the mold of the world. Hesitate to be different. Ruth was different. She knew it. Those that she was gleaning amongst them knew it. And the CEO of the company here, Boaz, would go face to face with her and would give her, she would enter into these blessings and she would have this special treatment because she was one with a testimony that would please her Lord. And we see that. Because of these things, it says that she was satisfied at the end of verse 14. And we often sing that song about, you know, now only Christ can satisfy. How true is that? Or how untrue is that in our lives? Where do we get our satisfaction? Ruth was satisfied, and it stems from the testimony that she had amongst those around her.
What's also amazing is that Boaz, he does not only provide her with a field, but he will tell her, abide with my maidens. And let's bring some applications so that we can make things very practical to us. It is important to have fellowship with like-minded sisters. It's important to have fellowship with the saints of God. And here it's very interesting. There's a place for the sisters fellowshipping together. There's a place for the young men fellowshipping. But he tells her, and abide thou with my maidens and young sisters and young brother. It's a wonderful thing to build our friendship and to build our relationships around and with the people of God. I find it very hard, and I don't think it is acceptable that sisters that could be in the same locality and yet they don't know one another. It is important for us to put this effort to know one another and to stick together. I was told by somebody that what kept us from doing wrong sometimes is being together. Believe it or not. Because sometimes the enemy is so wicked. If you are by yourself,
He might pressure you to do something that might be ungodly, and you might fail in it because, you know what? There's no one sharpening you. There's no one reminding you, hey, if our parents would know about it, if the saints of God would know, yes, we know the Lord knows all things. But this, they will draw this fear in you and in me so that we can keep ourselves from doing certain things that might be ungodly. So I'm going to encourage the young brothers, the young sisters, please put additional effort in your local testimony to build relationships with other sisters, sisters with sisters, young brothers with young brothers, so that we can strengthen and sharpen one another. And that's the intention of Boaz. I have no question in my mind. He didn't want Ruth to feel isolated. Because sometimes we say, well, you know, I feel isolated. Nobody likes me. Boaz knows these feelings. He sympathizes. And he says, you know what? You abide with my maidens as well. So we need to put the extra effort so that the sisters will enjoy fellowship with one another. The brothers will enjoy sweet fellowship with one another and sharpen one another until the Lord comes.
You know, I also think it's amazing when you look at verse 10. After Boaz instructed people how they were going to take care of her, then what did she do in verse 10? It says, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger. And then as you read the next couple of verses, actually 11 and 12, let me read it. Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and the art come unto the people that knowest not there before. And the Lord recommends thy work, and a full reward be given to thee of the Lord God of Israel. Listen to this. Under whose wings thou art come to trust. So he's recognized this. You know, Doug used the word, you know, the CEO of the field. But you know, he answered to a higher authority, didn't he? And he's certainly watchful. And just like I tell you, when we are in the Lord's will, and we are desiring to serve Him and to please Him, regardless of the situation, regardless of the calamities and the disasters that face us in our lives, when we put our lives in order and seek to please Him, you know, the Lord does keep an eye, a watchful eye on us. And I like how that puts. He says, under whose wings thou art come to trust. That's the wing. That's the top. He uses that example later on, that's referred to about an eagle taking watch of their little one. And you know how wonderful it is to see again in verse 10, the humility of this woman. Not a prideful woman saying, thank you for this, and off she goes. But she fell down on her face. It's constantly seeing the character, the attitude of this woman. And that should be, what is our character? Our character should be that of Philippians 2. Of humble ourselves and became obedient as a servant. The character of Christ, all weaving through this.